With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The war in the Middle East continues, having a negative effect on oil prices. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy says if the conflict escalates, the price of oil, gas, and dependent services like transportation will also rise.
Watching those numbers move in real time, it seems like oil prices are tied to the opposite of what the stock market is doing. Stock markets plummet. Oil prices are up on the continued increase in escalations in the Middle East. The threat of Iran attacking vessels transiting through the Strait of Hormuz continues to push oil prices higher. The uncertainty as Iran attacks various sites within the Middle East, destabilizing the region.
Efforts continue to get Americans out of the Middle East.
The State Department has been forced to close several embassies to the public, shut down at least one consulate, order the departure of embassy staff and families from at least six nations, and advise Americans in 14 countries to leave immediately, despite the war closing major airports.
We need to have contact information for Americans that need assistance.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says as options to get out open up, they need to be able to call these people.
We have identified and continue to identify charter flights, military flight options, and expanded commercial flight options.
The department says more than 9,000 Americans safely returned from the Middle East since the weekend. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Four of the six American soldiers killed in Iran war have now been identified by the Pentagon. They were all members of the Army Reserve. They've been identified as Captain Cody Cork of Winter Haven, Florida, Sergeant First Class Noah Tietjens of Bellevue, Nebraska, Sergeant First Class Nicole Amore of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, and Sergeant Declan Cody of West Des Moines, Iowa. This is SRN News. Ohio's fetal remains bill stays on hold. Michael Harrington explains.
The legislation requires that any unborn baby killed by abortion receive a decent burial. But a state appellate court has ruled that the statute violates the abortion amendment that Ohio voters added to the state constitution in 2023. Under the fetal remains bill, abortion clinics would have to foot the bill for providing burial for the babies they abort. The appeals judges found that this might hamper the process of women obtaining abortions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women living as men are suing Kansas over a new law barring them from changing the gender on the driver's license. The women, who are being represented by the ACLU, claim the statute violates rights to privacy, personal autonomy, and they also say it's against due legal process guaranteed by the Kansas Constitution. SRN News. Well, tolls in New York City getting a green light. Here's Bill Alexander.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's efforts to halt New York's first-in-the-nation congestion fee, meant to reduce traffic and pump revenue into the region's aging transit system. U.S. District Judge Louis Lyman ruled that the U.S. Department of Transportation lacked the authority to unilaterally rescind approval of the $9 toll.
Lawmaker says a large immigration detention camp in Texas now closed visitors and attorneys due to a measles outbreak. U.S. Representative Veronica Escobar says there are 14 active cases at the detention center on the Fort Bliss Army Base. 112 people are still being isolated. Escobar is an El Paso Democrat whose district includes the camp. She says it will remain closed until at least the 19th or 20th of March. More details, srnnews.com.